Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. Warped Tour is fastly approaching for the Cleveland date. Sean will be there handing out copies of Let's Have a Good Day Volume 1. Go check them out there. Go check out their clothes. Wear some bracelets. Wear some sunglasses. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Oh, and I'm Tony. Hi, the Rigatoni Cincinnati.
Oh, shit. I fucked you up, didn't I, son?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do that stupid fucking intro.
Oh, thanks, man. That's our good sponsors that help us out. Anyways,
it always gives me time to prep.
How have you been, dude?
Grouchy.
I know, I can tell.
Why are you thrown grouchy? Off guard, fucked up.
Why are you grouchy, bud? What happened?
Well, talk
to me.
A second ago, you fucked up my intro.
Oh, your intro. Sorry. I didn't roll out your fucking red carpet.
Well, I'm the theme. I'm like the fucking, like, Zazz.
Yeah.
Show doesn't have Zazz without me. Look at me sitting here. Like King Chupacabra himself.
Chupacabra.
Isn't Don't look like... at my titties when you say it.
Well, no. I was trying to think. I was like, how do you look like a Chupacabra? You know what Chupacabra is?
It's like a mythical beast from Mexico or something.
Yeah, I think small and bat-like.
What?
So neither of what you are.
It's more like I'd eat a chupacabra.
Yeah, you would.
Because you look like one.
Oh, so you'd eat me.
Yeah.
Well, all right, strap in, everyone. This is going to be a good one.
I mean, in the nature world.
Yeah?
You'd be like my sex puppet or my food.
Your sex puppet. Where'd you get that one from?
For my pleasure.
Well,
you'd be for my pleasure.
I assumed as much.
Until I wear you out, then I would eat you.
Oh, you're fucking cum rag, basically. Ah, oh, time to eat my cum rag. I'm
the
so hungry.
Internals are good. You got a lot of protein.
That's what you've been coming in. Just filling my muscles with protein.
So strong.
Hopefully you coming in me so much fills me up with protein that I can fight you off and then I can eat you and sustain life for years.
That could be the curse.
Yeah.
Is I bust you up and just rip you up so much that you're strong with...
Yeah, hatred, protein vengeance. I got it all.
That's fun.
That is fun. I'm Chupacabra Cumboy. all right, so I haven't really seen any good news lately, man. Have you seen anything cool?
I watched like 2 days of E3.
Oh, how'd that go?
I mean, it was cool. Sony's conference was all right. Like, you'll bust a nut when you see all the Spider-Man crap.
I already heard, Spider-Man for the PS4. What was it called? Hang on.
Spider-Man...
PS4, I think that's all
open world?
Well, yeah, all the Spider-Mans have been open world, basically. I mean, it's basically GTA with Spider-Man.
This one's like prototype Spider-Man. You ever played Prototype?
Yeah, where you're like, I kind of look like fucking Nightmare from Soul Calibur.
I have nightmare hands.
Yeah, that's basically it, right?
Yep. And then you can like, I'm going to eat a tank.
Yeah, it just says the Spider-Man game for PlayStation 4. I don't think it has a title yet.
So that kind of looked corny. They're remaking a remastered Shadow of the Colossus for PS4.
Okay, finally. Like, what the fuck took so long?
I know. They're Jesus real Christ. Slow on that good shit. That good.
Yeah, it's really great.
God of War.
New one.
Yeah. Looking stupid good.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You get to fight Ragnarok, the fucking serpent of the earth.
No, I saw them... they had a commercial for that. Like, they had like the first like 10 minutes of it or something like that already.
Like in the boat?
No,
hunting.
Yeah, them hunting.
There's
yeah.
a new one.
Well, I know, but I'm saying I've already seen.
Oh my god!
I knew the game existed at
oh,
least.
Oh yeah.
I also knew the Spider-Man game existed. I was like, fuck yeah! And it was like PlayStation only, and I mm-hmm. shot a bullet in my head.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you all the other PlayStation onlys you're not gonna get. I think Anthem and Extinction are both PS4 only. Those look kind of tight. Those look like they could rip some asses.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything else besides that. It's a bunch of press junket bullshit. Konami, Jesus. They just cut their own dicks off and just threw it in the tall grass. They released a video for Metal Gear Survive, and it should be called Metal Gear Trying to Fucking Survive Without Hideo Kojima.
Oh, does it look bad?
It looks horrible. They just took the Metal Gear Solid engine that
right.
already made Metal Gear Solid 5
yeah.
and just made a zombie game.
I'm sorry, huh?
And just put zombies in it. It took the model of the game.
I understand.
So all the little bits and pieces and put in what the whole premise of the game is you're a special ops team that gets thrown into an alternate dimension with all kinds of crazily placed shit from your world. So like a fucking tugboat's upside down and like a fucking building's on its side. And so the worlds are supposed to look really unique and different. And then a bunch of fucking zombie bots just come at you and try to kill you. And literally Hideo Kojima put out like a 20-minute video of him just being like, it's like you owned a coffee shop. And, you know, you and your friend owned it, but then your friend took the coffee shop and, like, you split ways and, you know, you told them that you could keep the name of the coffee shop, Hideo Kojima Coffee. But they, instead of just serving the same coffee, decided to just, you know, take a piss in the coffee and then call it Hideo Kojima Coffee and keep selling it.
What, they still attach his name to it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, Metal Gear Solid is...
Okay, yeah.
Associated with Hideo Kojima for 30
sure,
years.
But everyone knows that he's not a part of it.
Hopefully.
Even
he just
I
doesn't
do.
Want one human on the planet thinking that's his project.
I guarantee they don't. Everyone knew that he left. Everyone was really bummed about that shit. And they all knew. Wasn't he also in talks with Guillermo like to do a game?
I mean, yeah, that's who he's working with now for Death Stranding.
Right, so like that's been in the works for a while as well. I think people know that he's gone off Konami. I mean...
I hope so. Don't buy it thinking it's a fucking Hideo game, or you will be sadly mistaken.
Also, more than likely, the game's probably going to suck a fat cock and get horrible reviews, and it's going to be attributed to the fact that he wasn't a part of it.
It was, like, very poorly received, even, like, in the crowd.
It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, they could be like, hey, there's a new Metal Gear Solid game. People are like, wait, Hideo's not a part of it, right?
Yeah.
They're like, no. Then everyone just starts booing anyways.
Yeah, boo, fuck off, then die. Stop trying to make money off it.
And then they see it, and they're like, holy shit, zombies? Like, what a fucking cash grab.
It's a zombie mode, yeah.
Yeah, what a cash grab, cock-sucking piece of shit to put out to fans.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Boo.
I'm angry.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
All right, so James McAvoy prepares to go bald for X-Men Dark Phoenix. How excited are you, Tony?
He's always been bald.
Well, not... I mean, he does have hair sometimes.
Sometimes. Ooh, and Split. Yeah.
Split so good.
So good.
So good, dude.
Go see Split.
But X-Men Dark Phoenix is a really cool storyline of the Marvel Universe, but it's probably going to be dog shit like all the rest of the X-Men movies except for Logan and First Class have been.
That's not going to be like that, is it? It's going to be like Apocalypse garbage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's going to be another pile of trash like the rest of the movies except for Logan and First Class. Those are the two ones that I hold. Like,
I can't even see Logan in that same... Oh, it's so much better.
Did you hear that they released a black and white version of it?
Oh, they're trying to be Mad Max.
Mad Max did that too?
Yeah. They have the black and chrome version.
Fury Road?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's neat.
It's pretty tight. Yeah, pretty neat.
How neat is that?
Yeah. Oh, a hoagie.
Any other cool things you saw, dude?
Oh, I ate a hoagie.
You didn't eat a hoagie.
I ate two hoagies.
You didn't.
Two hoagies earlier. No, I had Sbarro earlier, though.
Oh.
And it fucked my guts up.
Really, why?
I was putting moves on chicks. Didn't work because my guts were fucked up.
I doubt you're putting moves on chicks.
I always put moves on chicks every day. That's why I'm so tired every night.
Yeah, so tuckered out from all the
moves.
Because
my pheromones have been pumping all day.
I'm willing them to do so.
Yep. I always tell my body, be ready to fuck, and then it's tired by the end of the day.
Yeah, you just smell sweaty and shitty.
Did you shart a bunch? Yeah.
Oh, man. Why Spider-Man Homecoming spoiler-filled trailers are so bad? I guess it's people that were talking about the same shit we were a few weeks back, Tone.
Yeah, we're always on the cusp.
Months ago, actually, I feel like. There's so much fucking content in trailers now that you understand the entire movie, and it kind of blows.
I saw the whole film in that trailer.
Yeah. Here, let me hook you up with a TV, bro.
Yeah, show me. I know what. I've seen it.
Oh, no, I'm not giving you Spider-Man. I was just hooking this up so you can see what I'm doing. I don't need to show you any more news anymore. And this will be nice for when I'm like, oh, dude, fucking I got the box office numbers. You can just say them after your thought because
you can
read them now.
Yeah.
Instead of me interrupting oddly like I just did now.
I'm good. I got it now.
All right, we got all the good
stuff.
You
only like Screen Rant.
No, that's just what I go to. There's a lot of fucking different stuff, but it has been overbearingly mainly about comic book stuff. But look, Edge of Tomorrow 2. So that's neat.
Based off a manga, I think.
Channel Zero, Planet of the Apes reboot.
That mummy's gonna be such hot turd.
It's already hot, bud.
I forgot you said that last time. Yeah. What a hot turd.
Yeah, I'll look it up and see what it did with
loser
Tommy Cruise, our boy.
Yeah, our boy.
Yeah, our boy Tommy Cruise.
Dude, he needs to. Yeah, he needs to calm down.
Lifetime gross $56 million. Opening weekend was $31 million.
Yeah,
so
weird.
It's been out for 2 weeks. It was 125 budget, and of right now, I mean, it made 295 worldwide. It's not a flop.
295 million
worldwide.
Worldwide,
yeah. The budget was 125.
Who saw it?
Nobody in my echo chamber saw it.
I know. Well, if you look, domestic total is 56 for as of June 18th, so that's pretty actually up to date.
Son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. But seriously, though, our boy Tom Cruise needs to fucking like...
Tommy Cruise.
Yeah, you call him Tommy Cruise now?
Friends.
Fuck me, Tommy Cruise. Sounds like... It makes his name way douchier.
I know.
Is Tommy Cruise coming over? Hey, Tom Cruise
yeah,
is here.
He sounds like the fucking like 9-year-old that you hung out with when you were also 9, but also got beat up by everyone.
Yeah, what
on.
A sack of shit.
Oh, Tommy Cruise is such a douche. I heard he eats his own boogers. Like shit like that.
Heard he eats his own boogers, dude. What a douche. No, but for sure, he's got to clear out some fucking, what do they call those? Goddamn it, Ingrams or something like that for
what
Scientology. It's like when you have bad mojo, you have to like wipe it out. Like, quit making these movies.
Isn't it the Thetans?
There's Thetans and fucking...
Your Thetan level. I know that they do that. I remember that from the South Park episode.
Dude, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
It's pretty dumb. Not me, that's for sure.
No, it's smart as fuck if you're L. Ron Hubbard. Because he was like, duped everyone.
Oh, shit. All right, this is what I'll do.
Get a herd dupe.
Do you have any more sweet news? Anything else go on in your life that you want to talk about?
I got 3 compliments on my salmon-colored shorts that I cut myself, and some people I know made fun of me because they're a little short, and they show my thick thighs.
Did I?
But, yeah, at one point, you're like, that's a lot of thigh. And I was like, thanks.
Well, it's a lot of thigh even if the short's covering it up, let's be honest.
Okay, man. It's proportionate to my giant body.
That is true. You got the trunks to hold you up.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding, dude. You got you actually have very toned legs, I'd say, like a football player,
well,
linebacker.
If you've been carrying refrigerators on yourself all day.
Is that what you do now for Apple?
No, I'm saying, like, that's me. Oh. My body. Yeah.
See, I didn't even get the fat joke.
Oh,
I see past
they're
it.
So quick, it's hard to even get them. Like a hoagie when I eat it. It's gone so quick.
God, you love that. So if you don't know what...
needs to know about what I say.
If you don't know what Nietzsche is, check it out on YouTube. That's Nietzsche, like Neature. And you'll have a blast with it. The first episode's fantastic, but I assume it's the second episode.
I watched season 2, episode 2, where they talk about huggies.
Okay, so dive in as far as season 2, episode 2, and you'll find out that reference.
But the river goes down because gravity.
Because so when we say, like, isn't that neat? That's what that's from.
Yep.
How neat is that? All that shit. That's Nietzsche.
They don't need our insider tips on how cool we are.
10 deep impacts for Nietzsche.
Duh.
I'm throwing it out there.
Fucking duh.
So you have any more sweet relics of knowledge for me?
Well, I mean, do we want to hit my fucking life hack fucking list?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, do we want to really give them that full nut fucking knowledge?
Probably should. Go ahead.
I'm going to fill their brain nuts with this knowledge, dude. Okay, so...
No, you're going to drain their brain nuts with this knowledge.
No.
And take that sweet hot load all over
your
fucking
told you this
dumb
one.
Bearded face.
Don't...
That's like getting honey in the
my
carpet.
My beard's not dumb. My face might look dumb. My beard's not.
Your beard is actually very strong.
So do you want me... I'll read the one that I read to Paul a second ago. Down to your last sheet of paper, put it in the copy machine and make copies, and you'll get more paper. So, yeah. Yeah. So you have a lot more than you had. Spray yourself in the eyes with Windex to quickly clean your contacts without the hassle of removing them. Because that's a pain in the ass. Who wants to do that? You're just ripping them out, and then you got to wipe them off. Just spray it. Comment, man.
I was trying to go the whole time.
Oh, there's a few more here. few more doozies.
Just trying to go the whole time without talking. Just be like, well, that was Tony's shitty fucking segment.
Infinite power?
Yeah.
Plug a power strip into itself.
Oh, my God. It's like closing the loop.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Can't.
Having trouble remembering someone's name? Just give them a new one.
Oh.
Life hack.
Jacob Sansonetti.
In an awkward or uncomfortable situation, just moonwalk away. People will think you're walking towards them, but in fact, you're leaving, because that's the illusion.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah. I'll you know what I'm saying?
One. Yeah.
All right. And if you want good breath in the morning, just chew a bunch of gum before bed.
Yeah, hopefully.
And while you're sleeping.
Hopefully you don't choke.
Maybe.
Now, did you make these up?
No. This is a nice little list I found. What do you mean?
That's how you spend your time.
What?
Reading life hack lists.
Well.
But there aren't really life hacks.
Name one other thing to do with my time.
There's a lot out there on the internet.
Porn?
Yeah, why weren't you jerking off?
I was sleepy.
Oh, really? So you're
my
like,
hand was numb
from jerking off so much.
No, it's weird. My hand's been getting numb in my bed at night.
Your left
one? I think
one?
It's because, yeah, I think it's because, well, sometimes the right one. I think okay. It's because of how high I'm sleeping from the ground of Earth. Because I slept on the first floor for a year and a half, and I slept in a basement before then.
And on the first floor
yeah.
when you're at your apartment.
So,
the elevation.
I think now that I'm being up two stories and we're on a little bit of a hill crest.
So it's technically almost 30 feet from sea level.
From sea level, beyond, yeah, and we live in the highlands. Or, like, close to the highlands.
We
We're
live
in, like,
in
the
heights.
Yeah. Well, I think something's happening with my limbs.
Well, I slept on the second floor. Now I'm 40 feet above the RC level here, as we call the street below
What's
us.
Wrong? How are your limbs doing?
Perfectly fine.
Really?
Yeah, you might have, like, some type of heart failure happening.
That's not heart failure.
I mean,
it's in my hand.
Right, but that means that your circulation isn't going to them.
Yeah, but my blood's just, like, not stopping because the gravity's pulling it down.
No, it seems like your blood's not going far enough. That's why your hands are getting numb.
One other thing I need to point out. I always have a raging heart on in my bed. So is the blood all going there?
Yeah. How else do you get a heart on?
But then, does that mean if I'm a little higher up, that means my hands could go numb?
Well, if all the blood's going to your dick, then yes, less would go to your limbs.
Because it's like filling a pillowcase.
Right, it's filling
blood.
That your giant throbbing cock. So that's why I would.
That's fun.
That's all why right. I would had to. You lose a little. In the
yeah.
Long
all right.
run.
Okay.
All right, so we got a genre five to hop into. It's Father's Day. How I say it, Happy Ghost Dad Day.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's dead. Not because I like Bill Cosby. He's a rapist.
I'm Pop. I'll take care of you.
You're my pop. You have been like a pop to me.
Kind of.
No, you've been more of a big brother, honestly.
How you hang this picture there, Dad? And I say, what'd you call me? And you say, Tony. I meant Tony.
No, I'll say brother. I say brother all the time.
Or like,
I'm not going
along
with
say
this.
Like, can this we ruse? Have a, well, you'll say like, can we have a catch, Tone?
I never say that.
And when then I the say, last? Yeah, Paul. And it kind of sounds like I'm saying like, Dad and son.
Yep. Sounds just like that. So for Father's Day, we're doing dad-centric movies.
Oh, yeah. I hope I did this list right. Let's go.
I'm guessing not.
Probably fucked this up.
Hit me with your first.
The Godfather.
Is it just because it has father
it's
in the
about
title?
The dad. Yeah, it's got that, and it's about Don Corleone and Michael Corleone.
Yeah, you're right. That is a father-son relationship. You are correct.
Oh, I did it right?
Yes.
Okay, then my other ones are going to be good.
Okay, cool. One of mine was Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah, dude. His dad, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, the whole reason why he's going to all that is to save the company that his dad started for his
it's called
dad.
A catalyst.
To prove his dad not wrong, but to make him proud in the afterlife.
Because his dad could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
My dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be your bull.
Boom.
And Tommy Boy also rocks. So does The Godfather.
Fuck yeah, it does.
That's a good one, dude.
This one kind of goes off the hinge a bit.
Oh,
this one's about a father going psychotic and killing people. It's called Fallen.
Amityville Horror? Oh.
Oh, Falling Down. Sorry, not Fallen. That's Denzel.
Yeah, I was about to say it was like the...
Falling Down.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
I mean, that is a movie with a father in it.
A father goes crazy.
I like
just
it.
Just wants to see his daughter.
All right, my next one is...
just want to see my daughter.
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. Leaves his daughter.
Oh, dude. When he says, I love you forever.
Yeah.
I cry.
That movie's heartbreaking, and that's why I picked it as a father movie, because I never knew what it's
dude,
like to
with
feel
that. Dude, with that pipe organ fucking soundtrack.
Yeah. Whew. Everything about that movie.
Man, oh, man.
My last one's going to rock your world, unless
all
it's
right.
on your list. I still got three.
Yeah, I know. My next one on my list is The Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually thinking about putting Life Aquatic on mine.
Yeah. Dude, a lot of those movies are like father films.
Well, they're kind of like family films.
Yeah.
But Life Aquatic especially, that felt like a huge one. But yeah, that's a good Royal Tenenbaums, right on. Right
yeah.
on. Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
The Judge.
Wait. Oh, The Judge. Okay, I was like, Judge Dredd?
Yep, Judge Dredd. No, just Dredd.
Yeah, with Robert Downey.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's a fucking awesome movie with a really good father-son horrible relationship.
What an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, even the dad's a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly the dad's a cocksucker.
Yep.
You kind of see why Robert...
I have a real asshole dad one coming up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... I was like, Bob's a great man.
No, he's a great man.
Anyways, go
he's
ahead.
He's a saint. Next one on my list is Monsters Ball.
Ooh, all right. right. All
yeah,
right.
Where Heath Ledger's like, I'm gonna blow my brains out in front of you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Close that chapter.
Daddy.
My next one is Big Fish.
Oh, it's sad.
Super sad. I know, dude. Like I said, I didn't have a dad growing up, so I got to relate to these movies.
God damn, bro.
I know. I'm bringing God the
damn,
heat.
Damn, bro.
Bringing the heat.
I got a last one you'll enjoy.
Ooh.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, dang. You looked up a list, didn't you?
Is that on my list?
I don't know.
I mean, on your list?
Oh, no.
Not, what do you mean, did I look up a list?
Mrs. Doubtfire is kind of, okay, all right, right on.
It's all about a dad getting his kids back.
True.
Hanging out with his kids.
Mrs. Doubtfire is great. That was actually in my...
I saw a picture of Robin Williams yesterday, and I think that might have sparked why I thought of it.
No,
these movies were not on a fucking list.
Mrs. Doubtfire actually is on a dad list. I had my movies, and I was like, I wonder if I'm not remembering any of them. And then I looked on it, and Mrs. Doubtfire was on like 5 or 6 different lists. Makes sense, though.
Lion King, too.
Lion King, oh my
That's
God.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, yeah. My last one is The Road.
Oh, that one's very sad.
That made me fucking bawl my eyes out.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That was a rough one. Happy Father's Day.
Yep.
World's Greatest Dad was an honorable mention for me.
Oh, yeah, that one's fun.
Because he was kind of world's worst dad ever.
Yeah, Weatherman's a good one.
Holy shit, Weatherman rocks. But not really dad-centric, is it?
That's him and his daughter.
I mean, yeah, but like it's
not, more about him.
Yeah, I'm about to say it was more about him. He has a family, but like World's Greatest Dad was definitely like influenced by his son fucking choking himself.
This
to
one's
death.
No, that one, nah. I was like The Professional, because he like becomes her dad, but that's more.
Yeah, but also like a sexualized image of her dad then too.
She coveted him.
Yeah.
She was young and didn't know what was what.
Ah, that movie gets real weird.
He does not get weird. He is fucking stern about, don't touch my penis, I'm a fucking assassin.
Yeah, he definitely does, but there's like a weird, I don't know, man, that movie has hints
Matilda
of... Matilda
was confused, but Leon showed her that that's not what that was about.
I don't know.
It's not fucking Lolita.
I don't know, it has...
Lolita's like, yo, I'd covet this young girl, I will take her.
I know he wasn't the one that does, but I feel like he kind of like fell in love with her at the end of that movie.
I think he fell in love with her as a daughter.
I don't know if that's the connotation that they were trying to say, dude. I think they were kind of trying to run that muddy like water of like, is age a thing? And it's fucked up. It's weird.
Because she's like an adult assassin now?
Yeah, rewatch that movie. It's fucked up at the end. It's weird.
What do you mean? Like, he says bye to her.
No, there's just weird moments in that movie where like, it's not just unreciprocated by him. He definitely kind of like lays into it a little bit. He's not like, he is stern at first.
You're seeing weird things, you creep.
I'm telling
weirdo.
You, dude. I'm telling you, because I felt odd, like weird in that movie at some points. So I was like, ah, this seems kind of odd. Because I always remembered it as him being like, fucking no. Slap, slap, while she's trying to grab his cock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember all these scenes.
He's like, just here, have this plant.
They play a fucking like dress up show where he like dresses as John Wayne. What a porn star he is.
No, I wasn't even saying that. But there are like just weird moments in the movie where it doesn't feel like a father daughter. It feels more like
assassin. Fucking
lovers.
Apprentice? Yeah. Because they're fucking assassins.
I said lovers. You just didn't hear me.
Yes, I heard you say lovers, but they're not lovers.
I know they're not, but if you... Oh, fuck off.
You mean like what? In 5 years when she gets real good at assassinating, then he'd be having sex with her?
I think he was kind of like holding off, maybe, but that means there was the attraction there. That's
I think he was like, I'd rather just have a glass of milk and not think about this.
Okay. All right, let's bring in weekly recommendations and rejections.
What? No, didn't catch any of that, you mumbling idiot.
I was doing that for comedic effect. Obviously, didn't work. All right, so we're going to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Accountant, and I finished it. I know I passed out with you watching it.
Yeah.
But...
Shocking.
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. I felt it was a really cool way to like make basically autistic people really badass.
Yeah, I mean, they have some skill sets I'll never have every single way.
There was so many cool moments of that movie where, like, because, like, I've worked with people that have, like, Asperger's, so that's, like, on the autism scale and stuff like that. But it was really neat to have them be showcased and them actually explain to people that might not know how they are. Like, they can't catch, like, social cues. They can't interact with people well. But then also make him out to be the fucking hardest motherfucker ever.
Yeah.
He double taps every single motherfucker in that movie.
Some of my favorite fucking hand-to-hand fighting is at the end of that film.
Because yeah.
He just smacks that dude around.
Thank you. Good call.
He goes like, pop, 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 pop.
I definitely caught the, yeah, it's all right. It says there's a problem reloading fucking Savari.
Cool.
Oh, you don't need to fucking say anything.
You don't really need to say something like about the visuals that don't affect the podcast.
Well, no, you're pointing and making it out to me.
I
like,
literally
hey,
went,
bro, there's something happening behind you. Like, I'm not going to
say
something.
I can do two things at once. You can't multitask. You're a moron.
Okay, so I definitely caught the turn of that movie going, though.
Did you?
Right. I mean, basically at the beginning, once they started showing shit, I was like, oh, okay, I get this, where this is happening. But...
Did you?
There was a second one that I did not see
happening. Oh, okay, cool. I was like, you didn't get the last one.
Did you?
No.
Did you get the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one was pretty
awesome. Yeah, I was like, hang on a second. One plus one.
I was watching it with Josie, and she was like, oh my God, it's blah, blah, blah. I was like, wait, you didn't know that? And she was like, oh, no.
Well, I figured it out because we're super smart.
Super smart. But Accountant, I give it, I'm going to say 8 Deep Impacts. That movie was really enjoyable.
Yeah, I watched it with you.
Yeah,
it's
and
good.
You've seen it before, though, too.
Oh, yeah, sure have. I watched Armageddon. Sorry. Good it's hard ones. To keep those all in line. There's so many different ones. I watched Armageddon. It's a hot pile of garbage.
Where'd you see that at? Netflix?
Netflix.
What made you want to watch that again?
I was just, like, putting on something in the background while I was kicking it, and I was like, I guess I'll watch this whole fucking film in the background while I'm browsing for fucking shit on my phone.
Yeah, that movie's fucking bad.
It's very bad. Like, yeah. There's, think about this. I thought about something fundamentally just extra bad. They make a quote. I think it's Billy Bob Thornton is saying to fucking Bruce Willis, yeah, we have these astronauts and we just need you to teach them how to drill. And he's like, these boys are great at going into space, but they don't know dick about drilling. And that's the pause where the movie takes a shift from astronauts learning to drill holes to, as opposed to drillers going into fucking space as astronauts.
Now, Tony, let me play devil's advocate.
Oh, please tell me how that makes sense.
So,
what job could I get without a fucking college degree?
Astronaut.
Ah.
All you gotta do is take some G's to the face.
Wow, I forgot. You just go down to Cape Canaveral and they'll just beat the shit out of you physically and then
yep.
let you go in space.
Then you're good to go. Huh. Can you drill, though?
I've never drilled. I don't think I could.
Also, think about it. So the
are you serious?
Hold on. The astronauts go to space, right?
What they're trained to do.
Right.
For a lifetime, yeah.
And then, so they're taught how to drill, and you know, they're like kind of spotty on it. They get
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they die in space because they can't drill dick. And then we're fucked too. Now, let's say that we send up some drillers, right?
Yeah. And they make it.
Hold on. Even if they don't, they're like, well, they're just drillers.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying like the collateral damage is just a couple drillers died in space.
They don't even have high school degrees, like you said.
They're just a couple of morons.
Yeah. It's like,
look at these iron necks. Just died in space. Who cares?
Yeah. But no. All right. But say they do make it.
Uh-huh.
Now, what are they probably not going to fuck up? Even though they
the
do
drilling,
in the movie.
The drilling operation, but...
they still fuck it up.
The funny thing about that is like, you for sure could walk through the drilling instructions on the radio.
You could also do that for an astronaut.
No, I don't think it's quite so simple. I don't think Apollo 15 was like, I'm gonna just let you guys tell me what to do. I don't have any ideas of my own because I'm not a fucking astronaut. They all like... responded immediately to crazy shit because they know what to do in case of crazy shit like a hole in the ship. Drill.
Wait, wasn't Armageddon the one where the sun was coming towards the...
Sun's always coming towards a man on those damn meteors.
Yeah, so like, and then like all the geysers start popping and
Steve
Buscemi gets like flown off. Is that the same movie or
both.
Is that Impact?
They're both.
Deep Impact.
Both.
They both have the sun
they
parts?
They both have sun parts where the fucking, like, geysers, one of them blows the fucking...
Yeah, the dude out, yeah.
The one blows a guy off,
and then the other one blows...
Burns
his face,
yeah,
right?
Melts his face because he flies off the rock, but then the other
but
one shoots an entire tank off the fucking...
And that was Armageddon.
Yeah, with Michael Clark Duncan and Ben Affleck are in that tank, but then it lands and they get back and they go, yee-haw, and jump it.
They do really yee-haw?
Yeah, and there's guns in space in that movie and nukes in space in that movie. And Steve Buscemi just tells everyone he's a genius whenever they argue with him or tell him, you know, how'd you ever figure that out? He's like, because I'm a genius. He just happens to be on an oil rig because he likes it and he likes pussy.
Doesn't he also go nuts in that movie?
Yeah, he's riding the nuke and they call him out and they're like, could you get off the warhead?
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
Right on.
Like, it's not worthy of TNT or USA with 29 commercials even.
It's always on, though.
Fuck.
What do you give it? How many deep impacts does Armageddon get?
How many deep impacts does Armageddon get? I would give it 2 deep impacts.
Wow.
Only because there's some cool CG at the beginning with some cool landmarks dying. And Liv Tyler's pretty cute.
Isn't that the one with, I don't want to close my eyes?
That is that Aerosmith song, yes.
Yeah, and that's,
you remember that one.
Liv Tyler's, that's Steven Tyler's daughter too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just did it for pro, you know, he did it pro bono.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. He's like, you guys can have the rights with my baby girl's in this movie.
My little sunshine.
I heard that she actually, like, found him and was like, are you my dad? And they were like, holy shit, you have the same mouth.
Look at those mouths. The DNA analysis is back. The mouths are huge.
Oh, my God. These things, they're like thumbprints.
Look at these catfish lips.
Good
Jesus.
Lord. Can you eat a whole donut, like, vertical?
you eat baseballs?
I watched War Dogs.
Oh, War Dogs. Okay.
What'd you think?
War Machine.
Oh, yeah. No, you told me about that. That was the one with Brad Pitt. No, War Dogs is your boy Jonah Hill and Miles Teller.
My boys?
Yeah, you like Jonah Hill a lot.
I enjoy Jonah Hill.
You like
Not
him
my
a lot.
Boy.
He's your boy.
Dude, Daniel Day-Lewis is my boy.
And you like my... No, Philip Seymour Hoffman's your boy.
That too.
They can both be my boys.
Those are two of my boys.
Miles Teller, you like him.
I do. He's cool.
I like him a lot, but I mean, mine is Fantastic Four, and that's not his fault.
What else? Yeah, no, I mean, he did his job, but that's all he did. Yeah, no one did anything extraordinary there.
I mean, I really
Nothing fantastic.
I liked him in War Dogs a lot. I liked him in fucking Whiplash a lot. Whiplash was sick.
He learned how to drum.
Kinda. There's a lot of parts. A lot of parts of that.
You
like,
don't
kinda,
think he did that for reals?
It's not bad.
Do you think it's good drumming?
I don't, jazz is weird, like, especially, like, him speeding up and stuff like that, and also, yeah. It kind of looked off anyways. That's a hard thing to do, like, that's a hard thing for an actor to learn how to do. It's like, hey.
Do you think that, like, them talking about it, like, it's the hardest shit on earth?
I mean, they're basically, like, blast beating.
That's so fast.
Yeah, it's wild. But all right, War Dogs. So, have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I forgot a lot of it. There's a few cutesy parts, but
I mean, Jonah
for the most
Hill,
part, it's like a Lord of War.
Yeah, kind of.
With two different people.
Yeah, I've never seen Lord of War. That's the one with Nicolas Cage.
And Jared Leto.
Right on,
he makes a fucking globe out of cocaine and then tries to snort it.
That's awesome.
Like all the landmarks and shit.
No, I mean, this one was, I mean, there definitely was a little bit of cocaine in it. Not much. But yeah, it was more like they were, what, was Lord of War like their underdog contractors?
They were just profiteers. Like, they just would sell to whoever the fuck they felt like, not a contract to the government.
So, basically, that's what War Dogs is they're all contracted by the government. They're finding little dumb things. Like, one of the lines of the movie is, like, everyone's going after the pie. You got to look for the crumbs.
Because
the crumbs add up.
Yeah.
And then they finally end up getting, like, a huge one, and shit obviously goes awry. I really enjoyed the flick. It had, like, a decent amount. It had less comedy than I thought it was going to. I'm not going to lie.
No, it sounded like a fucking hilarious movie.
Well, it was, like, from the motherfuckers that brought you Hangover trilogy. I was like, why would you put that up front? They had to have done something else good. Like, how about just the first Hangover?
Nah.
People enjoyed that until you fucking shit on them with 2 and 3.
I forgot 2 and 3.
Ah, you should.
I forgot them.
There's a little Asian man that pops out with his wee-wee out in fucking 2, I believe. Maybe 3, I can't remember.
Okay.
It's the guy that plays the doctor and like.
Of course that'd be the one thing you remember. Tiny Asian peepees.
Well, and what's it? Ed Helms gets the face tattoo.
Oh yeah, he gets punched by Mike Tyson.
That's the first one.
Is it?
Yeah, and then he gets the face tattoo in the second one, I believe. The same Mike
Tyson.
Then
he marries Mike Tyson in the third one.
Yep, that's how they end the trilogy. As the snake eats its tail.
Wow.
But I really enjoyed
Ouroboros.
I enjoyed War Dogs. Not really enjoyed, but it was good. I'd give it like a 6.57.
That's cool.
Not that you can remember it or.
No, I mean, I totally would. I can't give it a rating because I kind of forgot it. That's about a 5 if I forgot it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. Honestly, yeah, I'd probably give it like around a 6 then because I probably won't rewatch it.
It might be that my brain's going bad in my old age, but.
You are old.
I am so old. Any ladies out there, I'm so old, so...
Yeah, if you'd like to...
Don't jump on this train, it's too old.
Change a diaper or two.
Wow.
In the next couple years.
My old colostomy bag.
A Depends.
If anyone out there actually works for Depends, yeah, call your boy.
I could use a rebate.
I am going senile. Mrs.
Doubtfire.
Peregrine's Home for Peculiar
Kids. Oh, did you watch this? I noticed that on the HBO Go that it was like halfway watched.
Yeah, I watched it.
You finished it?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you I watched half of it.
Yeah, I saw that it was halfway done, but I don't know if you maybe watched it somewhere else.
I might try the other half.
Dang, really?
Gotta be bored.
Wow.
You know why? Because yeah. There were better movies for me to watch.
All right, but give me more so about...
It wasn't a very Tim Burton-y, which is awesome. It didn't feel like a Tim Burton took a shit on my face. So that was good. Acting was fine. It's about kids, though. So
no relation.
I'm not a kid.
You're
and
not.
I think it's creative.
Far from it.
Yeah. Like a couple decades ago.
Now, do you think that like when you watch a movie about kids that you watched when you were a kid, you have more of a fucking nostalgic pull towards that? Or is it just the fact that those movies don't matter to you anymore either because you're an old jaded fuck?
I think the second, because when I watch a movie that I watched when I was a kid, that's why I have Test of Tony, because I still have nostalgia.
Yeah.
But watching a kids-centric movie now, maybe they're just made like shit, or maybe I'm a jaded old fuck, but I usually don't resonate with them at all, unless they're special.
Okay, so let's say, the J.J. Abrams something 8.
Super 8.
Super 8. You like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt almost like a period piece.
Definitely. It also felt like fucking Steven Spielberg jacked off into a camera.
Yeah.
But it's
aesthetically pleasing, and it had a mature villain, and the kid actors were pretty good.
The first Maze Runner.
Not really.
You like
Not
that
like
one.
A ton. Give me Battle Royale.
Right, but I mean, like, the first Maze Runner, you're like, it wasn't bad. I was surprised.
It wasn't the pile of shit I was kind of dreaming
that
it was going to
be. The second one actually was.
Yeah.
Scorch Trial was fucking awful.
Let me think. Is there another one that I didn't really like? Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, I didn't really. And I loved that book as a kid.
BFG
too.
Had a great fucking, like, premise, but.
The Little Girl was hard.
Little Girl was hard to fucking get behind. Pan's Labyrinth. It's not a kid's movie, but it's based around a kid, and I fucking resonate all day with it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I fucking love it.
Stephen King's The Shining.
The Shining and It are both...
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That's basically like around a kid.
That's all I know, because I haven't read The Shining.
It's close.
Okay.
Not very.
All right, cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's like Stephen King writes children well.
Yeah.
That's why it...
Oh, yeah, like Stand By Me and all that shit. Like, yeah. Those movies are fine.
But they're
also,
like,
movies.
Really, like, real.
Kings of Summer, awesome.
Kings of Summer is fantastic. Yeah. And that feels like Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Which Stand By Me is based off The Body by Stephen King.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's why they like, want to see a dead body.
Yeah.
And that was
Dude, Kiefer Sutherland, such a badass in that time period. Yeah. Fucking, like, Lost Boys and shit. So evil.
Yeah, he was
so
in,
evil.
Kiefer was in Flatliners too, right?
Yeah, and they're remaking Flatliners. I forgot, and it looks like a hot pile of dog shit. Don't see it. Just go watch the regular Flatliners. It's trippy as shit.
I heard that he's going to be in it
as like one of them, I think
this happened in the same universe.
Oh,
which brings me. Oh wait, did you rate? Oh, you haven't seen it at all, so you can't.
Nope.
As of right now, what do you give, Miss Peregrine?
Oh, 5.
All right.
If I get back to it, I'll get back to it.
I saw Keanu, which is the Key and Peele movie about them trying to save a cat. It's basically John Wick with a cat, but the cat doesn't die the first 10 minutes of the movie. Parts were funny. It was mainly boring. Passed out for about 20 minutes. Woke up, saw the end. Was okay with not seeing the rest of it.
You see,
I
told you it was lackluster, and you guys were like, "It's great starting out," and I was like, "I know."
I didn't say it was great starting out.
Josie did.
Right, so you guys doesn't like equate both.
But
of us.
I kind
of
you're now 2-1.
Both didn't say
that. I take
that,
you
though.
As a package deal. You are bacon and eggs. You're peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, yeah, but those
if
are,
she poops, you're wiping.
Bacon is one thing. Eggs is another thing.
Uh huh. But they're pretty much always combined in my world.
In your world, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone's.
I'm talking about my world, not yours.
But we're definitely two different entities, and even I was like, I can't believe we're watching this pile of dog shit.
Yeah.
Anywho.
You said that?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She wanted to watch it, so I was like,
no, I'm saying, like, what did she rate it, in your opinion, if you had to guess?
I mean, I would say that she probably gave it, like, a six. Six hoagies,
that's cool.
Maybe a five. Deep impacts, brother.
I got a new scale now, too.
Oh, okay. You can weigh these.
No, deep impacts are the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, dude. Definitely.
Go ahead.
Do you want to hear my next movie?
Yeah, four for Keanu.
Okay. Maybe that three. One's worthy of a four.
Maybe three, honestly. There's parts that are funny, but I mean, like, if you're sick and dying and you're like halfway asleep, put that in the background.
Would you rather watch
Keanu?
Malibu's Most Wanted?
Ooh. Probably Malibu's Most Wanted.
Because it's so over the top stupid.
Traffic, looking for my chapstick, feeling kind of caustic. There's a full Maverick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we used to quote that movie a lot.
When they throw him in a dumpster of white bread.
Yeah. I mean, there's like decent parts about that movie. Although, what's that dude's name? Something Kelly?
Oh, his actual name?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Jamie Kennedy.
Kennedy, thank you. Yeah, he, that movie, Heckler?
Yeah.
Where he like literally just stands there and cries about people thinking that he's bad.
Yeah.
Is so depressing.
Such a weird dude. Like,
do you remember that?
He was at one of the E3 conferences and got booed so hard.
Do you remember that documentary about that 80s band called Anvil?
Yeah.
Like how depressing that was?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to shop around to record labels because we made it big in Tokyo one show.
Please, please.
And now we're going to like really try to like get like a record signed. And like they're like, yo, like this shit's like old.
It's way over. Like, forget.
No one cares about this anymore.
Yeah.
Had you come out when you did and made it, you would have been fine.
It's like watching The Wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, man, that movie's hard.
That movie's so goddamn... I think it's based off either Terry Funk or Jake the Snake. I can't remember which. Ooh. I think Terry Funk.
I think so, too.
Because it's about him being a hardcore wrestler and like beating his body up. Mm-hmm. Fuck that movie, dude.
Wrestler's great.
That's a sad Darren Aronofsky movie.
Fucking Whiplash, dude.
Dude, Whiplash, man. Fucking Black Swan, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Fountain. For real.
Oh, no, I was naming the dude that played Mickey Rourke.
Ah.
He was Whiplash and fucking Iron
Man
2.
Oh, my God, you brought that in after we talked about Whiplash.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Oh, and yeah, Whiplash was a different director. He's the guy, he's a musical director. He did La La Land. It's not Darren Aronofsky who did Whiplash at all.
I didn't say that anyway. So.
I know, but I thought that's what you were doing, and then I followed in with more Darren Aronofsky films. But you were talking about a shitty Iron Man movie. I know.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Damien Chazelle. Yeah, let's see what else he did.
He made Birdman.
Yeah, La La Land.
He wins all the Oscars every year.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see if... okay, these are writers. He was a writer for... oh, wait, did he direct Whiplash too? Say yeah, he did.
Say
So, Whiplash, La La Land, and those are the only two that he directed. Some other ones, but...
to win another Oscar for this one, probably. First Man.
Yeah, probably.
I think he was the youngest guy to ever win fucking... one of the awards. Best Picture Award or Director Award or something like that.
That's wild. And he also wrote 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, pretty neat, huh? All right. This next movie is pretty serious, Paul. And it really blends into our next segment that I watched. This movie's called Funny Games.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Favorite?
I fucking love it.
Damn, Funny Games is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, bad. Way fucked up.
Tim Roth and Naomi Watts and Michael Pitts, I think is his name. Holy fuck bags, man. If you guys haven't seen Funny Games, it came out in like 2006.
Seven.
Sorry, I'm an asshole.
I was just correcting you.
It's horrifyingly serious. Like,
it sucks at times to watch.
It sucks a lot. Yeah. Michael Pitt gives one of the creepiest performances of his career, and he's a fantastic actor. Tim Roth and Naomi Watts are both in... they're just like in peril the whole time. It's the worst home invasion movie.
Yeah.
I've probably ever seen. It puts like The Visitors and like all those other movies like that, like to shame.
Oh, what the fuck was that one where they're wearing the fucking potato bags over their head?
Wasn't that
The Strangers?
The Strangers. Ugh. Yeah.
That fucking last scene, the slow stab. My God. Fuck that. So hard.
I would say that there's such cool shots in this film. Like when they're talking, they look at the objects they're interacting with instead of their faces.
Yeah.
For the first half of the film.
Yeah.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
So fucking cool. There's this band called, like, oh God, what the fuck is the name of the band? It's this metal band that was like a jazz metal fusion.
Metallica.
No, no. Close, though. Thanks for the guess.
Megadeth.
Naked City.
Oh, them. Yeah,
yeah, them. And it's like this fucking like hardcore extreme metal fucking band, but they play it randomly throughout the film. Like, he puts a CD in and it's them. Like, yeah. At the beginning during the credits, it plays like with the red letters over their faces and shit. And, like, the whole movie is so doomed, but it's so subtle and walks so slowly into, like, pure tragedy, and it's dystopian. So if you like a fucking evil movie that, like, ends open as fucking creepy, it's so good.
Yeah, Funny Games is, like, one of those.
And they break the fucking, what, fifth wall?
Fourth
wall?
Yeah, because you think about, like, how the movie shots one, two, three, and then
they break the fourth wall.
The wall that you're looking at is you.
It's so dope. So dope.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. Dude, there's a conversation at the end.
Well, House of Cards breaks the fourth wall all the time.
And it's like that, too.
Deadpool.
It's very small. Like, it's small amounts. Deadpool does it a lot. This
Jay
one's very
Silent Bob Strike
minus.
Back.
Yeah. Do they?
Jay and Silent Bob, yeah, when they're talking to Ben Affleck.
Oh, they, like, stare at the screen.
Well, yeah, he's like, well, and then you have that, like, one movie that you have to do to pay a favor back to the one guy that got you started, and they all look at the screen.
And there it is. Funny Games is incredible.
Yeah,
but you
gotta
prepare yourself. Don't, like, eat a lot of food while you're watching it. It's not a bring your girlfriend kind of film, really.
Stock up beforehand, but I mean,
depends on who your girlfriend is.
It is. Yeah, she's into some fucked up shit, then she might really like the movie.
Yeah.
And get very wet. No.
What in the name of?
Sorry.
You have to watch a movie that your girlfriend gets wet to watch it with her, huh?
Yeah, that's how I gauge movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
How wet your girl is
after
the film.
Yeah, how many pairs of underwear she goes through.
Yeah, during the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that movie, it's, I don't know, like, that movie's like a one and done for me.
No, I mean, I've seen it 3 times now.
It's like super, I don't know.
Each time I see it, I find more to it, and it fucks me up more.
I feel like I might watch it one more time, and then I'll be good.
Then I'll be good.
But, like, I mean, even now, like, I see that movie and I'm like, oh, I'm good. That movie made me feel really bad.
I think it's like a film. It almost feels like a fucking David Lynch film. It's very, very fucking, like, dry. It's every scene has a ton of white in it. Everything's washed out and bright. But then, like, there's these splashes of color and most of the colors are red and it's fucked.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it. I give it a 9.5. Like, it's fucking evil, man.
All right, so talk about Evil Tone. I just watched Rings.
Oh, Rings, dude. You were so like, I gotta watch Rings.
No, I just wanted to finish it because we had started it, and I was like, let me finish the fucking movie. Because there was parts of it I'm like, this is actually pretty cool. All right, so who's the guy in Big Bang Theory that's not the one with autism?
Oh, you have to be way more specific.
The other roommate in the fucking movie that's not a girl.
The dude
from Roseanne.
From Roseanne?
Yeah.
Johnny Galecki.
Yeah, Johnny Galecki, he's in it. And so is fucking, motherfucker, Kingpin from Daredevil.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Fucking Vinny D'Onofrio, dude.
Like, go ahead. No, you take the stage. I'll just fill in when you need help.
Vinny. They're both in it, though, which blew my mind. I can't believe Vincent D'Onofrio took that role. That was kind of like, wait, the Rings, the third Rings. Technically fourth if you count the Japanese one. So the premise is that, like, this school teacher, like, in college, which is, what was the dude's weird name? Ginny?
Ginny?
Is it?
From what?
From fucking Roseanne, the guy that you just said.
Jimmy Galecki.
Jimmy, okay, right on. Galecki, that's a weird name. Okay, anyway, so Jimmy is a fucking, God, if my brain would...
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Galecki, is that his name?
Yeah, it's Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My huge brain forgets.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't even remember the word professor a second ago. So
yeah,
right.
It happens to the best of us.
So he's a college professor, and basically he's trying to prove that a soul exists after we die. And the way he's proving that is the little girl, like Samara, I think her name is.
Yeah.
The way that he's proving it is that he's making all these kids watch the video and then making a copy on their computer and showing it to somebody else. And he has countdown clocks and shit like that. A girl's boyfriend goes to school. He's a part of the program. She can't find him. She goes to figure it out. Now, this is like a whole different story, but he gives a lot of mythology back to like where Samara came from, because they don't know her real mom. She was adopted. Or Samora, I can't remember her name.
That was the house she was adopted to? With the horse and the fucking like lighthouse,
yeah,
and the
that wasn't her actual mother, yeah.
Okay.
Like, they never knew where she came from. And then they give the backstory to it and stuff like that. And Vincent D'Onofrio plays a pretty huge pivotal role to what it is from.
Okay.
It's pretty cool the way the mythology behind it. Just like, remember how I said like Blair Witch 2?
You like that stuff.
I like the mythology, them giving more of it and stuff like that. But the acting is total dog shit. So
even Johnny and Vincy?
Vincent D'Onofrio is not bad. Johnny is... Are you sure it's Johnny? Hang on a second. Yep. Okay. So, Johnny's good, not great, not Suicide Kings.
All right.
Duh.
Duh.
Vincent D'Onofrio obviously isn't at his top of the game either. He's not bad, though. I mean, he's good. Like, you can
watch kind of, he's calling it in a bit.
But you can watch that dude read that. He was on TV for fucking ever. So, I mean, like,
he was
can,
awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you're still getting him, so that's good. But right. You're not getting Vincent D'Onofrio, like,
as... You're not getting it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not getting him as, like, fucking the dude from The Cell. Or
right.
Fucking, yeah, that type of
right.
shit.
Right.
So, I mean, like, all in all, it like if you like the mythology of The Ring, watch this. It's going to be horrible acting. It fucking sucks. It's unrelatable to characters and stuff like that. The ending is very, very weak, too. But everything before that is really...
Do they want to make a fourth...
They
with
leave
that
it up.
Ending.
They leave it up, yeah. And the ending's weird as fuck. The movie's weird as fuck, but they take on some turns that I didn't see. Most of them I did, but some of them I didn't.
I'm proud of you for noticing some of them.
No, that's what I kind of like to do.
You're kind of good at guessing.
Like, when they do, like, when these types of movies come out, when I'm like, okay, like, what are they trying to show me at the beginning that they can tie together at the end? Because that's all movies are trying to do is plant little seeds and then you, like, for, but. Plant them well enough that you don't catch on to what that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, so when you see the scene again, you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
there it is.
They show you the exact same scene, and you're like, oh, damn, I feel like an idiot. And there was one part in here that I was like, god damn, I feel like an idiot.
I mean, I feel like an idiot a lot, man.
But
I'm gonna be honest.
With Rings, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
It's made for 13-year-olds, and I'm almost 30 going like, dang, that was a good one.
You got me, guys. You got the old Paul.
Son of a bitch, 7 days.
Son of a bitch, they got me.
Definitely wouldn't rewatch it, but I will say I give it a solid 5. It got a 4.5 on IMDb, so I'm a little more generous.
All right.
All right. That's the last of my weekly recommendations.
You're a sweet, generous man.
You got any more, bud?
No, but...
Oh.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh.
Just for living with me, man.
Yeah, dude, I like it a lot. I'm sorry I was in a pissy mood, and you were too when we got here together.
Yeah, your mood just really, like, inflames my mood, and my mood inflames yours.
Yeah, we're weird.
So we just got to keep each other good and jerked off, and then we're going to be solid.
Weird, pissy bitches, you and I.
Well...
Yeah.
There's also growing pains. We're working into figuring out all the flow and ebb and... All that shit. What?
Oh, go ahead.
Sit, no, please.
No, I'm good.
Who was it?
Pearl Jam.
What were you saying?
I just know flow.
Just the word flow is
it,
all you
is,
knew.
Is it, well, you said Eeb or Ebb?
Or Ebb and Flow.
Ebb and Flow, yeah. That's what he's saying, right?
In what song?
Oh, fuck if I know Jeremy.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
Oh, really? Hang on a second.
Dude, hearing,
How do you spell it? Is it Eeb, E-B?
I don't know. Ebb and Flow? Yeah, Ebb. Look at it. It's right there.
We're figuring this out right now. Someone's like, god damn it. It's Even Flow. So, damn, that's funny.
Are we wrong? Is Ebb and Flow not a thing? It's
no,
actually just the word Even Flow?
No, it
and
is.
And we're just morons?
The name of the song is Even Flow, though.
Oh, okay.
Even Flow.
You know, the term truth and consequence is actually misspoken. It's actually truth and consequence. All those words.
So we're going into Test of Tony now.
You get it?
That's
stupid ass.
That's an eggshell for you guys.
Yeah, I really melt or, that. No, melt your brain with that one.
Oh, damn. I can't even remember. It's not an eggshell. It's a fucking egg corn instead of acorn.
Egg corn, yeah.
Yeah, for all intensive purposes.
For all intents and purposes.
That's how you say it.
That's how I always say it.
That's the correct way. But people are like, for all intensive purposes.
Like, that's an intensive purpose.
Yeah.
That does sound stupid once you actually kind of start saying it the way.
Or think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Or, like, you know, Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
That's a weird one, too.
Shout out to Brian Kenny for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, that was, like, all over my Facebook feed.
Yeah, I know.
I got spammed with that, and I was like, right on.
That joke's good. That comedian's good. If you haven't seen him, Brian Kenny, go check him out. He's from Cleveland. Okay. That's the Tony Tone.
What about it?
You watched Waiting.
Oh, yeah, I did. Little forgettable.
Definitely. Has its moments.
If you haven't seen Waiting, just, I guess, go see it. I'm not going to hide anything about this fucking kind of a shitstorm movie.
It's no super bad.
No, it's, oh my God. It is no super bad by a long shot. I'll tell you what right now. Justin Long could be a million times more than he was. Like, Justin Long is a great actor.
Yes.
In a subpar comedy. Anna Faris is a great actress in a subpar comedy. Yes. In this. Dane Cook is right where he fucking belongs.
True.
My God, he sucks.
Ryan Reynolds.
Like, wait, it's right there for Ryan Reynolds, I guess, comedically. Like, but it's not just Friends.
I was about to say.
He has way bigger chops for comedy.
Well, real quick, Deadpool.
Deadpool and Just Friends.
Amityville Horror.
But he's also got some fucking acting chops as well. And what?
I said Amityville Horror.
Oh, wait.
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D.
Him and Jeff Bridges started a movie together.
I think it's called The Equalizer with him and Denzel.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, you actually do hype that movie quite a bit.
I hype it because it's a tight assassin movie. And nobody believes me. It's kind of like when I tell people that movie Unstoppable with Chris Pine and Denzel about the train that won't stop is awesome. And they're like, no, must be stupid. It's about a train going through Pittsburgh.
Ryan Reynolds is not in The Equalizer.
Scroll up. Who's his, like, main guy?
Martin Sakis?
Click it.
That's not Ryan Reynolds, my dude.
No. There's a Ryan Reynolds movie where he... Oh, Safe House. Okay, not Equalizer.
All right, right on.
Safe House.
It's a different one.
That's the one. Equalizer's great. Safe House is cool, too.
Right on.
Okay, so you got all these actors that could be doing better projects except Dane Cook. And
it is weird. That's that cast, you're like, hell yeah, this sounds great.
Oh, yeah, and dude, and oh, my God, I always forget his name. Luis Guzman. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, the yeah, it's the best. So veiny.
A few different fucking people when I was younger were like,
he was in War Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, he reminds me of you. Like, the way he works, like was like fucking flirty with his chick, and he's always like, come on, baby. And I was like, I don't think I seemed like that. But a few different people at different times would be like, dude, you were like his character so much.
You know,
to where like you were, had like hot chicks that liked you, and like you were always kind of coveting them, and it was always about like sex with you. And I'm like, yeah, but like, dude, when she says the thing, he's like, didn't I take you out to dinner last week? She's like, yeah, but you tried to get me to jerk you off. And he's like, oh, yeah, but like, what about when I asked you to go to my funeral, like my uncle's funeral? She's like, yeah, but you tried to get me to jerk you off. And I'm like,
that's how you are.
I was, probably, to a degree, to where I was just like, pretty ladies and, like, you know, like, horny all the time. And, like, so, I woo ladies, dude.
But he didn't sound like he wooed any ladies.
He wooed her.
It just sounded like, hey, you just asked me to jerk you off.
But no, he wooed that girl. Like, oh, that girl was coveted. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she jerked him off in every scene. Yeah, she was fucking him in the bathroom.
Right on.
He had, like, the hottest chick as his girlfriend.
Right, yeah, okay, I do remember now. Okay, the way that you're explaining it sounded weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he wasn't, like, being more shot down a lot. No, I'm cooler.
Yeah.
I'm cooler than you thought.
So, you remind me of Key from Keanu.
I don't know who that is.
Well, it's Key and Peele, right?
Which one's which?
Peele's the tall one that wrote fucking Get Out, right?
You mean the short one?
You remind me of the short one.
Okay, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
He's like, the one that's like ripping bongs and like he's chill as fuck in that movie, right?
Well, yeah, but like super like upset that his girlfriend dumped him. That's not why you remind me of
Yeah.
But his mannerisms and way that he like fucking he's like he gets upset about things like and how he reacts to him made me think a lot of your personality.
Oh, that's sweet. So you got really hard during the watching of that movie.
Not fell asleep.
Same.
That's what you do to me, baby.
That's fun.
All right, what do you give waiting? We're running fucking late, dude.
What?
It's like fucking 60 minutes already.
What are you whining about? Once we get the fucking feature presentation fucking review, it's always 2 minutes and then you blow your load. And these people want more content from me and you.
Ugh.
And me.
Doubt that.
Mainly me.
Yeah.
Solo, they say. They say go solo.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I do want to make a motion comic, though.
Stop waiting, motherfucker.
I really do.
We can talk about this later.
I really do. I'm just saying to you.
Start drawing it up.
It's not about, I'm going to do Saga.
Oh, you want to do all the voices and do all that bullshit? Sure. I'm down.
Okay, you and me. With no candle. He has a lit candle like a weirdo right now. It's I want to smell what it smells like.
It feels like a seance. It is a seance
because he turned the lights off and now it's nighttime. And it went from day to night,
Real quick, I asked Tony, lights on or off? And he was like, off.
Because I forgot that it was going to turn nighttime and then this was going to look like the gayest seance ever.
What do you mean? We got some fucking beers, some laptops, some phones, a candle. One candle. We got mics.
One candle.
Yeah. You want more?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just one single little candle. Like, it's like a bowl of spaghetti and we're a couple of dogs sucking on it.
That's a pretty big candle. What, Lady and the Tramp over
here? Yeah. Waiting. My God, dude. Okay, so Waiting, if you haven't seen it, it's all about working in the food industry. And the most realistic thing about this entire film is the fucking house party before and after the main part of the film. I love that. I love when a fucking house party doesn't feel like Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a house party is not like fucking like She's All That and everyone's dancing in sequence.
Totally.
And it felt filthy and fucking covered in smoke and cheap beer and fucking like vomit on the floor. I loved it. I loved their living situation. They were like fucking like 22 and like 28 and like they just lived in this shit house that they rented and they had parties. And it really gave me a lot of good nostalgia. Once they got to work, it was just one punctuated... Okay, that's actually a part of the movie. She makes fun of fucking Ryan Reynolds' sex life. And she's like, your sex was one punctuated joke after another. And that's what this whole film was just one sad little joke. Moving on to like characters you never saw. And characters in the film whining about characters you never saw. No reveals.
Now.
Nothing clever.
When you first saw the movie, though, I remember you liking this movie.
I loved it. Yeah. I was in food service. I was also kind of a scumbag still, like, kind of more of a party scumbag.
Ah, so you can't relate to it anymore.
No, I don't relate to it on, like, a fucking, like, working at Max and Irma's and, like, being pissed all the time. But then again, I don't have a fucking... like Buddhist cigarette smoking dishwasher that gives me life advice. I don't have.
No like, one does. By
every
the way.
Hot chick ever assembled as your fucking waitress staff.
I mean, you kind of do.
Cooks don't just sit around and chill and talk and laugh it up in the back all day. Fucking busboys don't do whippets in the fucking cooler all night during a rush. Like, it's just unrealistic and stupid. And like, there's better comedy in better environments.
That's funny because I remember there wasn't like a lot of like hot girls that worked at like restaurants that I've worked at, but like there were like the two inside duds that were like Tweedledee and fucking Tweedledum getting stoned in the cooler and shit like that. And there was like one dude that I worked with that was very like zen as fuck. You remember him, wore glasses. He was a manager for like a hot second. But he was super douche. But
not like, I guess, all right.
You know what I'm saying though? There are like certain, like I was like, actually I can think of moments like in like.
It's too accentuated.
Right, but it's also a movie.
It's a movie, but I mean there's no reason to accentuate it. Make it a realistic movie and I'll fucking love it because I'll feel it.
Yeah, but I mean like super
No Country
bad.
For Old Men. There's nothing extreme about that situation.
All right, super bad. That whole one night, none of that, all that shit would have happened.
No, I wouldn't put that in the same. I consider that like a bombastic comedy.
Right.
It's which like is the what, one night extreme.
Which is what Waiting was trying to do just in like a fucking.
In
that
a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just bad because it's a.
I agree.
It's a big restaurant.
Well, I also feel like it was executed poorly.
Probably, yeah.
In a sense. Dane Cook being one of the main problems.
I think that the Slammin' Salmon had better flow.
Slammin' Salmon's amazing.
Okay. And that's based in a restaurant.
We should watch that again.
That's one night.
Let's do Testatoni for that for next week.
I'm down with slamming salmon,
yeah,
dude.
That sounds sick, actually. Oh, great.
In all honesty, like, that was a blast of a film, and I didn't feel like it was as forced as this one, but this one blew up. Waiting went nuts. Dane Cook was at the peak of his shitty power.
Waiting wasn't fucking Good Luck Chuck.
No, not at
all. Waiting
was
more of culty following, almost like Grandma's Boy, blew up in that sort of way for that time.
I get it.
Grandma's
everyone
Boy.
Everyone that worked at any Applebee's wanted to see that fucking
right.
film because it was them.
Grandma's Boy, exactly, yeah. It was like the Clerks of fucking
yeah.
Applebee's. But Grandma's Boy blew up in that same sense, cultily.
Yeah.
Out of theaters
game
in like
nerds.
A week.
Yeah, we're like, dude, there's a movie about game nerds? All right, cool.
And stoners, like, there's a movie about stoners?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things that they hit in there, but yeah, you're right.
Honestly, like, I give it a fucking 4 out of 10 just because I won't watch it again. I have retained most of that film, and I've probably seen it 6 times in my life.
Yeah.
Just from the first 5 when I was young and dumb and high and full of cum, and then this time now.
That's
you like
saying,
how I said that?
Saying almost went well, yeah.
What?
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
What did I say?
Young, dumb, high, and full of cum, or young, dumb, stupid, and full of cum. You threw something else in there.
Well, I like to mix it up, kind of like Waiting does with its fucking direction.
Bazing! All right, that brings us into Movie of the Week, where we watch Beyond the Gates.
Beyond the Gates. It looks like it was made in 1982.
And
but
the acting
made in 2016.
Kind of feels like it, too.
The acting is kind of real B-level.
All right, let's check it out. Let's. It doesn't even have... They're not on... Box Office Mojo. So, a movie based off of basically Jumanji.
Scary Jumanji, if you will.
Yeah, it's a videotape game. So it's kind of like The Ring, fuck Jumanji, fuck bad actors, and they shit out this movie.
You have to wait. A VHS game, board game, was something that exists.
Yeah, I know. I used to have the Gargoyles game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I used to play as
I have respect for you now.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's our high five.
Oh, sick high five. I thought you hit me with a whip.
No, I wouldn't do that. Get down there, you dumb bitch.
Am I sucking your dick now? Anyways, go ahead.
So it has a fucking cool premise,
there's
in my opinion.
There's validity in the storyline.
And there's a cool premise right there on the surface.
Agreed. And they just didn't have enough money to pull it off. Kind of like, what was that movie, Insidious?
Oh, never heard of it. Tell me more.
God damn it.
You hate Insidious.
When Tony was like, dude, you gotta see Insidious. It's the shit. And I was like, Tony, I will because I respect your opinion.
Oh my God. It feels like old school movies and it does have decent acting.
As a film watcher, I respect you. So I pop it in my VHS player. No. I pop it in my DVD player.
Yeah, I put my laser disc in and just start watching it.
Yeah, my Betamax. And I'm like, dude, the first 45 minutes of that movie is so fucking raw. And then they get into Dreamland.
They couldn't afford proper Dreamland.
So they had $1.50 and they shot the rest.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
Of that shitty fucking flick.
Maybe you should watch it again and get your shit straight.
I guarantee I'd feel the same way. And that's how I felt about fucking Beyond the Gates. I was like, this is so cool. Just don't even show me the land. Like, show something come out of it. Spend your money on the creatures that come out of it. Don't go in it.
I'm going to come at you.
Like, Beyond the Gates didn't need to go in it. They can just have shit come out. Look at The Void.
I'm going to come into your dream
Look at
world.
The Void.
I love The Void.
The movie shot for $82,000.
That's awesome.
That's might as well.
Okay.
I found four quarters on the ground and I filmed The Void.
Was it? The guy from Watchmen was in it?
Huh?
Was the guy from Watchmen in that movie?
The Void?
No.
What? Beyond the Gates?
Bitch. The fucking, Insidious.
Insidious? I don't know.
I think he was.
Are you talking about Rorschach? Oh, no, you're talking about,
Birdman.
Motherfucker. Yeah, no, it was
Hawk.
Al.
Hawkeye. Hawkcocks.
Hawkeye. That's him. Jeremy Renner.
Owlman.
Owlman, yeah, you're right.
Really?
Yeah.
Night Owl.
Maybe.
That's actually right.
Yeah.
I'm so smart, it's fucking crazy. That's not the right one, you stupid ass.
I'm getting his name. Hold on.
Are you, though?
I'm telling you, this computer's slow.
But are you?
Fucking make it better, Apple boy.
Hey, I can't make it any better. It's 90 years old.
It's not. Night Owl was Patrick Wilson.
I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Owl man.
Night
Mike,
Owl.
I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Night Wolf.
And it was Shaq Roar.
Drippy drawing? I don't know.
Yeah, and Dr. New York, New York.
What was her name? Fucking Phoenix?
Spectre, I think.
Spectre.
Hold on.
I'm gonna call her Silk Spectre. I'm gonna call her Prism.
And then there was Ozymandias. That was the ended up being the villain at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, my dude.
All right. So
I feel like Wonder Woman was about to
shut up. I don't know why I did that. I think I just had a fucking brain seizure thing. What were we talking about?
Insidious and how bad it was.
Okay, why?
Because it was shot for $1.50. And it reminded me of Beyond the Gates because Beyond the Gates was like shot for $1.50.
Beyond the Gates, man. Like, it gives. I know they tried, and the actors are. They're there. And it's such a cool premise, and it starts out real clean. Yeah, it starts out with solid shit, and there's cool shit.
The cutting.
There's hilarious gore.
Yeah, there is. The cutting and the fucking. There's actually some really rad parts in this movie. But like I said, the ending, I was just like, damn it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I give this movie a 7.
I would say it's a good 6.5 for me, 7.
Okay, yeah, because I really feel that like what they had and what they did mm-hmm. was way over what they had. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like had motherfucking corporate fucking Hollywood would have fucking,
I mean, fucking
cut them off a piece of the pie and let them create.
Yeah. So if you were to give them like 10 million.
Who would have given them fucking a million? That movie was probably... Dude, that movie's probably shot for like $100,000.
Yeah.
Use the same actress and just put all the budget into fucking special effects.
Oh, so cool. Such a cool premise. I would love a VHS tape to like come to life and be like, you want to find your friend? I go, oh, shit, is she talking to me?
Yeah. You want to find your father? Because
I'd be like ripping up, like blazing and being like, fuck, dude.
There's some really cool aspects about this movie. I'm not shitting it on it as hard as I would Insidious, but Insidious is a rock pile piece of shit.
No, it is not. It's only half that bad, so you're shitting on one half of a great movie that's shitty at the end.
Okay.
To you.
The 45 minutes is
It's like
rough.
Saying cliffhangers all the way stupid, but you like cliffhanging. You can't say that.
Wait, no, that, no.
You hate heist movies, but you love cliffhanging? You wouldn't say, I hate cliffhanger. You'd say, I kind of hate that that side of cliffhanger.
Now, what if cliffhanger's just bad?
But you love cliffhanging, just like you love the first 45 minutes of Insidious, you stupid.
No, because the first 45 minutes
you
of Insidious is actually
good. You
definitely
have to give it at least a 5.
Insidious, yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably give it a 6, honestly.
That's
that first,
solid 5.
That first 45 minutes is really good. It's just the back end 45 minutes that shits the fucking bed and it looks like it was shot for... It looks like I shot it in here.
I heard you the first time, sir.
Makes me angry, dude.
What movie are we going to watch? We're going to watch a cool movie. Oh,
I already wrote it down. Don't worry.
Thank you. You're smart. I mean, you wrote it down. You're not smart.
We're watching Slam and Salmon.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, which we got to find, by the way.
Yeah, you'll find it.
So what do you give Beyond the Gates? 7?
6.5,
7?
6.5.
Okay. 6.5. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd rewatch it, but it is definitely worth a watch. It definitely has the 80s thrill to it.
If you want to shit talk us, just hit us on Twitter and fucking shit talk us and tell us how good it is or how bad and how much worse it is. I like it.
At I Can't Read.
Do it. Just beat us up.
All
my
right.
butt can take it.
Wow.
What?
So what are we watching next week, Tone?
Watching you get fucking beat down.
Shut
kick you in the throat. I think we should watch Equalizer or Safe House. One or the other.
Oh, so I only have this choice?
Well, they're both awesome in my opinion. You're gonna have an action packed good time or Unstoppable. It's about trains.
Yeah, I've heard of Unstoppable, and I've heard of Equalizer.
I got Unstoppable.
I've never heard of Safe House.
I got Unstoppable, and I think I might have Safe House.
You're sure you have Unstoppable?
If not, I'll download it with my abilities.
You don't have abilities, because you're always asking me for stuff.
No, I never asked you for anything.
Yeah, then why am I like, hey, man, can you download this? You're like, I can't do anything on this computer. And then you throw it on the ground and spit on me.
No, you're a liar.
Okay, so we're going to watch Unstoppable.
Oh, you picked Unstoppable out of all those.
Safe House, then.
Bitch!
We'll do Safe House. Do you really want to watch The Equalizer? What the
baby,
fuck's up?
Baby, when I'm with you, I'm screaming. That's Journey. You don't know that song, you stupid ass. What'd you say?
Smiling. Is that Journey?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you
fuck
up.
Me. It's something else like the Eagles. Because you're my lady.
Hold on.
Oh, just get on Shazam. I'll sing it perfect and Shazam will know what I'm singing. All right,
go ahead. I'm Shazaming now. Shazam is logged in.
Shazam is live. Go now. Sing it. Perfect.
Hurry. If you don't sing it over 55 miles an hour, we'll both die.
Oh, shit on my... Dude, it's that song in Wedding Singer that the drunk dude's like...
It stinks.
That's just like the same fucking thing as Journey.
Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables. And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do?
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.